Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2020 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2020. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
41-20 as Marion comes to Mountain Home and spoils homecoming tonight with their victory. Patriots 3-4, now 2-2 in league play. Bombers 0-7, 0-4. Let's get our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting Engineering for the future. And Bob, we talked about it. That first offensive drive for Mountain Home tonight after Marion had the opening drive, and they got in the end zone, and Mount Home came right back with an answer as a three-play, 83-yard drive. Of course, 71 of that on the first play from scrimmage for Isaac McKay on the big run. He capped it with a five-yard touchdown run, and it was good to see Mount Home get on the board in the first quarter.
First quarter, that's something we hadn't seen this year. And, you know, we thought at that time, and it still turned into a little bit of a shootout.
Streaming live on
You know, if we could match them score by score, we'd have a shot at the end, and we just couldn't keep that up.
Our impact play of the game brought to you by AirVac Live Team, the best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you're an AirVac member today. Of course, AirVac brought in the game ball tonight, landed in the middle of the field. And, Bob, it didn't take long to find that impact play of the game tonight, did it?
No, it didn't. You know, that was the opening kickoff. It happened real quick when they onside kicked and recovered and scored right off the bat. And, you know, we went from having the football or thinking we were going to have the football in the opening drive to playing defense and giving up seven pretty quick. So that was a big turning point, I thought.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll have our Dirty Jersey Award coming up here in just a little bit and some final thoughts. Final score, Marion 41, Mountain Home 20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
After a long day, making dinner for the family is the last thing on your mind, but DQ and Mountain Home has a plan. Every Sunday and Wednesday starting at 4 p.m., kids 12 and under eat free with the purchase of a regular combo meal. DQ takes the stress out of deciding what to cook, and they save you money. It's a win-win, and it's only available at DQ and Mountain Home Wednesdays and Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. DQ, fan food, not fast food.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Bank on home-owning possibilities with Integrity First Bank. Home lending officer Debbie Reeves can help turn your dreams into reality with options like zero down payment, 100% financing, first-time home buyer, as well as FHA and VA loans. Integrity First Bank has mortgage loan options to make you happy. Find out how you can pre-qualify for a home loan by calling Debbie at 425-1861. Bank on home owning possibilities with Integrity First Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's get our Dirty Jersey Award tonight. By the way, Marion wins it 41-20. Our Dirty Jersey Award for Hustle, brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, adult fitness classes, teen spirit dance, and cheer. And we're going to go with Ben Henderson tonight. He picks off a pass, his third pick of the season. Made a great play on that ball that was tipped near the end zone, and gets his third interception of the season. Head coach Brian Maddox has made his way up to the press box. And Brian, first off, just overall, your thoughts on the game tonight.
Well, it's, Coach Thomas is with us as one of our defensive coaches, and he said about 2 minutes into the game, he said, does everybody in this conference have a run-pass type guy at quarterback? And, you know, we kind of chuckled. Just the kid was a special quarterback, obviously. And there's a lot of good quarterbacks that are on our schedule this year. And he showed up tonight. They've got receivers that are well-coached. That's the one thing that stood out to me. They spread the field, and they're good in every phase. If you go out and defend the screen game, they get you between the tackles. And so our defense had their hands full, and the offense is showing progress. Nobody wants to hear that when you've lost and you're 0-7. But I'm sitting there this morning watching the junior high from last night at El Dorado. They're making a lot of progress running the option, and our high school kids are making some progress. It's not coming along real fast, obviously, but it's, if you watch the movie Remember the Titans, he says it's, the veer is like Novocaine, give it time, it always works. So it's, we're giving it some time, and it's starting to come around a little bit, but it's, I've said this a million times, consistency, where we still find that way to, penalty, put the ball on the ground, whatever it is, misread, and, just get behind the chains. But, when you're playing the brand of football that we do, you just can't have that. You've got to be consistent offensively because you've got to keep that offense off the field.
Hey, Bob and I talked about this during the broadcast. It was obvious they wanted to take Junior Williams away. Mm-hmm. They held him to 67 yards tonight. Isaac McKay, though, with 184 on the ground, he really stepped up, had some big plays.
Yeah, they were pinching the tackles really hard. And, I think, early on they were stemming a little bit, trying to confuse us. And we just kind of sat in the cadence, and then we'd check it at the line of scrimmage some, and that was good to see us that we could do that. And there were some positives, and Junior ran it in there hard. I'm hoping he's okay. Injury there late in the game to his shoulder.
Yeah.
Gabe Henderson, we'll have to check on him. We don't need more injuries, but, we'll get the I haven't got a report on either one of them yet for sure. But proud of Junior. He hit it in there hard. Yeah, that's part of being a fullback. Sometimes it's not in the option. Sometimes you're not going to get the give a whole lot, but you still have to hit it in there like you're going to, and he did that. He's really proud of the progress he's making.
Make the trip to Little Rock next week to face Little Rock Hall on Friday night. And I know you've said that last week and this week. You feel like it's a game you have a chance to win, and that you definitely do have that feeling going into next week.
Right, yeah. Jacksonville, it sounded like I got them tonight. And we walked out of the Jacksonville game going, how did that team beat us? Uh-huh. And, that's a good omen. Now we better show up and play. It's, they're teenagers. You never know what's going to happen on a Friday night. But, hopefully we'll go down there and play well.
All right, Brian, hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Mountain Home Head Football Coach Brian Maddox. That is going to do it for the broadcast, the Pine Bluff Rising Scoreboard Show, already underway, so we'll get started with that here in just a little bit. Real quick, total offense, Mountain Home 291 yards. Marion with 439 tonight. Again, Isaac McKay leads the way with 184 rushing yards for the Bombers tonight. 299 passing yards for the Patriots on the evening. Bombers 0-7, 0-4 in the 6A East. Marion improves to 3-4, 2-2 in league play. Our next broadcast coming up on Friday night, we go to one of Bob's favorite places, as he calls it, picturesque Scott Field in Little Rock, to take on Little Rock Hall and the Warriors there on next Friday night. Thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast. For Matt Sharp at the station and for Bob Bird, I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long from Bomber Stadium.
Mountain Home Bomber Football has been brought to you tonight on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Join us again next week for more Mountain Home Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.